It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. If you have a phone number, landline, or cell, chances are you've heard something like this.
We just suspend your social security number because we found
something. So when you get this message, speak to our officer or...
Scam callers pretending to have important documents, telling people that they need personal information or even money. WNYC's Mara Silver says the problem is only getting worse.
If it feels like you and everyone you know are receiving a lot of robocalls, it's because there are a lot of robocalls. Consumer Reports Program Director Chuck Bell has the numbers for the United States last year.
Almost 50 billion robocalls in the United States, which amounts to about 1,500 per second.
The Federal Communications Commission has been struggling to stop spam phone calls for a long time. Over the last 4 years, it's fined illegal robocallers more than $200 million. But the government has collected less than 7,000, according to records obtained by the Wall Street Journal. Bell says there's a better way.
Since 2015, we've been urging the Congress and regulators to require telephone companies to make call mitigation technology widely available.
In other words,
software programs or devices that could help block robocalls from even getting to the consumer to begin with.
That idea is at the heart of a bill introduced in New York's legislature this year. Customers would get the blocking technology for their cell phones and landlines if they ask for it. But any robocalls that someone has consented to receive from their doctor, pharmacy, or school would still supposedly be let through. But it could take a long time to pass the bill and fine-tune regulations. Aaron Foss is the founder of Nomo Robo, a company that blocks robocalls.
When you get the carriers involved, when you get the government involved, things just start to slow down.
Foss admits that he's biased when it comes to finding a solution to the problem. But he also says consumers should have some relief from scammers now.
I think that a lot of time people can just think of this as just kind of an annoyance, right? Oh, I got one of those crazy robocalls. Oh, this just happened again, right? But this is like a real problem, right? It really rips off a lot of people.
Until there's a real crackdown on illegal callers, Foss says our phones will just keep ringing.
That's literally a robocall coming in on one of the other people's lines that are in this office. What was the question again?
Mara Silvers, WNYC News.